While local elections are usually about local issues, the opposition's hoping to turn the Paris race into a referendum against the National Socialist government. In her first campaign meeting, Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet, who served as environment minister and government spokesperson when Nicolas Sarkozy was president, pointed a finger at her socialist opponent, Anne Hidalgo, who's been serving as Paris's first deputy mayor for several years now.
Paris ne s'hérite pas. Paris se mérite.
Paris is not inherited, she said. It's earned. Kosciusko-Morizet, known as NKM, insists that she's not one of the establishment.
Moi, je tiens à la fois beaucoup à mon indépendance.
I am very independent, she said on the campaign trail. At the same time, she welcomes support. Support notably from Nicolas Sarkozy himself, who showed up at a campaign meeting. Anne Hidalgo has been trying to keep the focus on local Paris issues to not turn this campaign into a national referendum. Those who think there's a hidden election here are wrong, she said. It's about finding out who will be the mayor and with what team. Apart from politics, though, one thing is almost certain: the future mayor of Paris will be a woman. For Julia Mozon, who founded Femmes et Pouvoir, Women in Power, to try to get women into politics, this is a big step.
I think it's very inspiring for women, girls, so they know they can run.
Because while women run their campaigns pretty much the same as men, they don't often get to the point of running in the first place, she says.
The real difficulty for a woman is not to be elected, it's to be the candidate.
Of the over 920,000 candidates in France's local elections this year, 35% are women. There's been an increase of 20,000 since the last election in 2008. This increase is explained by new rules put in place for lists in cities of over 1,000 residents.
We have this parity law that means there will be as many women on the list as men.
This is a quota-based imposing of equality.
We can always regret that it exists, but the thing is, it has made women enter politics, and that's very important.
The parity rule has put more women into the running, though Mozon points out a hitch.
On the list, we have as many women as men, but on the top of the list, most of the time, it's a man. So, for example, we have 86% of cities in France who are run by men, and 14% which are run by women.
In other words, the team at City Hall might be mixed, men and women, but the person at the top is most likely male, and the new law probably won't change this.
We have women on the list, but I'm not sure there will be an increase in this percentage of 14% women who are mayor in France.
Which is why she says the Paris race is something of an outlier and symbolic.
Paris is the tree that hides the forest.
Mozon says there's a glass ceiling for women in politics.
We have networks that are traditionally men networks.
But there are also cultural barriers. Women decide not to get involved because they worry they don't have time.
Women, they still do a lot more than men at home. So they have to take care of children or things like that. They will think it's too many things to take care about and just decline the propositions.
And of course, there's still just overt sexism. Mozon describes a graffiti tag on a female candidate's headquarters.
Women in the kitchen, not to be mayor.
Of course, the Paris race may well prove this wrong.
Nous allons gagner, car nous en avons envie.
NKM says she'll win because she has the desire to do so.
La seule belle et grande ambition.
Anne Hidalgo says her only ambition is to be mayor of Paris. The two women will likely face off after the first round of the election next weekend on March 23rd. For Radio France International, I'm Sarah Elsis.